You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, what's up, comrades? The A-Team is back for the final episode and after show for The Americans. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 6, Episode 10. Start right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can't believe it.
Song, what it does.
And they played the whole song,
too. The whole song. Yeah. And it was completely appropriate.
It was completely appropriate. And it's just like, and I think they even, I mean, I don't know. And that montage went on for probably like a good, the length of the song, at least 3 or 4 minutes.
I'm all for the montages.
Okay.
I love the montages. Hey, guys. What's up? I'm your host, Alina Vision. And as always, I'm joined by my man.
What up, everybody? I'm Al G. Oh, Al G, this camera. And I'm here with my sister from another mother, my twin sister, Alina, the other Al. Twin sister from another mother. And here we go, ready to do it again. Partially shed a tear, but you know.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know whether to shed a tear of joy that it was so good or of sadness that it's over.
I have a lot of mixed feelings. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So,
but I still hate Paige. I'm sorry. Paige is going to get that in the internet. She's going to get in the comments in a second.
She's going to get some hate. All right. Well, before we get into everything, I just want to remind you guys that we have some really cool segments, especially because tonight is the final episode coming up later in the show, so you're going to want to stick around for that. But before we get into breaking down the episode, let's get your thoughts on this series finale.
Series finale. Oh, my goodness. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I enjoyed it immensely. And the thing, what I noticed, like one or two people actually said that, oh, well, it seems slower to me this season. But I've really gotten, we've talked about this, I've really gotten into like the character and the drama aspect of it. So I don't need like a heist or a shootout every week. Right. I think some people look for that. And I actually used to look for that, but now I don't need it because I'm so engulfed in the plot. Mm-hmm. A couple of things I kind of, I don't want to spoil the ending, but I have mixed feelings about.
Okay, you had mixed feeling about the ending.
Yeah.
Why did you have those mixed feelings?
Well, let's just say it's spoiler alert. Okay, you guys saw it, right?
We saw it. Yeah. We're all family here.
We're all family here. Yeah. They live. They live. Elizabeth and Philip live.
Yeah, they
and,
do.
But it's not even so much that they live, but it's just, I want to say they got away scot-free because there's still costs. They still had suffered losses. Mm-hmm. But the whole time, even the way they shot it, I thought, the way they were lingering on them.
Right.
The lengthy car shots. The horizon.
We both grabbed each other and we were like, oh, something's going down.
I was telling Alina that that's exactly like The Godfather when Sonny gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these cool car scenes, you know, when they're driving. And that was intentional to ramp up the tension. So it was kind of like to throw us a curveball. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Honestly, and plus we never knew if Stan actually relayed the message to the Russians. I'm assuming he did, but we also, because I was still worried about Philip and Elizabeth, how they would be, because they said they were blown. Arcady said they were blown. The dad was blown. So if it got to the wrong faction, if it got to the old school faction, I was like, yo, they could get shot up at the border.
That's what I was thinking, because I was thinking, you know, they're going back. They don't know what they're going back to because people are still in power that are against what they did.
Arkady was saying that they can't even contact Gorbachev. I guess we could have plausible deniability. Right. But like, if he doesn't have your back, if nobody has your back, I was just like, I was surprised. Like, as soon as their names came up, you know, when they crossed the border, like they didn't take him out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's my only thing. I hate to be negative.
That is an honest opinion, and we take those here. So for me, I really liked this finale. I'm with you on the ending. It was kind of surprising. One thing that I did notice is that there was, I don't think anyone got killed in this episode. I think that was the only episode where nobody died.
And that was a weird, there's a lot of sad things that happened, but you're right, nobody died.
Yeah, nobody died. I thought that the scene between, you know, the family and Stan was outstanding. I thought the montage that they did of and doing the double between like Stan and Renee and Philip
cut to
and
the Jennings,
family. Right, exactly. The cut betweens. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed in the finale.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. I was just probably expecting a different ending. So that, I have to manage my expectations. At the end of the day, it was great.
It was great. And the whole season's been great.
Exactly.
A whole like six seasons.
Exactly.
Normally
I feel that for final seasons, they're kind of thrown together or like they loot you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Looks like they lost money, or, you know, but this season has been strong consistently throughout every episode. And I think, you know, that the finale.
And calling back to, I hate to go back to the whole like new age of television, but going back to like, you know, The Sopranos or Breaking Bad or even Game of Thrones, traditionally it's been the ninth episode that's been the highlight.
Right.
Like last week we got a lot of the action and the shoot 'em up and as well as the intrigue. And, you know, the 10th episode is traditionally kind of like the denouement to wrap everything up, which they did.
Right. I think they did.
And they left a few things hanging.
They did.
Well,
oh, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start off with, obviously, the opening scene. Philip is just gone to the garage. I believe it's some sort of garage that they have.
A warehouse, something,
that he knows that Elizabeth is going to go meet him at.
Right.
And you can just see the contemplation in his face. He's thinking, what to do?
Are they going to be waiting for him there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And didn't they eventually show up, or was that a different...
I think it was
a different
one,
warehouse?
But I think it might have been one of their warehouses,
okay.
But they didn't go to that one specifically.
Okay.
I know, so many questions.
Yeah.
I have so many questions. Okay, and we see Elizabeth, and she goes to meet Philip, and that's where they have the discussion about what to do with Henry. Oh, my goodness.
Heartbreaking.
So heartbreaking.
And as cold as Elizabeth is... We know she still loves her children.
Yeah.
And like that's, or she wouldn't have made that call beforehand when she thought she was going to die. She wouldn't have called Henry. So, I mean, but I'm glad she came around and didn't give Stan too much pushback because it was really the right thing to do.
Right.
Yeah, plausible deniability. He really didn't know anything.
He knew nothing.
And we know how he loved school. And so, I mean, they had the strength to really kind of like let him go.
That takes a lot of strength.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine.
I'm like Paige, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. Watching it with you was the best because you just had so many comments about Paige.
Oh,
I cannot wait to hear them.
All right, we'll get
right
to
now
it.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they decide to leave Henry, and Elizabeth goes along with it, begrudgingly, might I say.
Mm.
They also cut to Stan, who is on the way to look at one of the garages, or to kind of scope out one of the garages, and he's with another agent. He's like, I'm going to stop and make a call. He just has a feeling, you know, that Spidey sense.
And he
that all of a sudden showed up. Episode 10.
You big dummy. Where they've been living under your nose all the time.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
All of a sudden. Stops at a payphone, calls the travel agency, calls their house. None of them are there.
None of them answer. So they have to be at the warehouse, apparently.
They have to, I mean, it's adding up in his head. Like, this, their sense.
And then later on, he deduces, oh, wait, let me go to Paige's dorm.
Right.
Like, he was sharp. He was on point this episode.
He was.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't being as thick as he normally is. Wasn't being a noob. But yeah, and I just during that scene, I was thinking because it made it so apparent that this was the era before cell phones.
Because now
I was like, God, you could totally get a in touch with anyone nowadays.
Dude, it's
you know?
Like if you walk down the street, those like payphones, freestanding payphones, yeah. Those are like hard to find.
Or if
they
are,
they've been vandalized. You can't call from them anymore.
No.
It was a totally different time.
It was a little throwback. I love it.
Yeah.
It was that opening set up the rest of the show. So let's talk about the FBI.
Okay.
All that's going on in the FBI. And Dennis is questioning Father Andre.
That was a great scene.
I know you have thoughts on this.
That was a great scene.
Yes. And Dennis's monologue, I mean, during that scene, this scene between the both of them was really good because Dennis brought up the fact that, like, he's a man of the church. This isn't what you want.
All he pleaded to is to his spirituality, to his, like, faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really a man of God? Are you really going to cover up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and Father Andre had some good comebacks as well, you know?
I thought he was going to pull the same thing that Pastor Tim did. I thought he could have done that.
Like, he could have.
Legitimately say, like,
because
they got married in his church. The pastor married them.
Yeah,
he's their pastor.
Exactly.
So it was.
And there's not too many people that they can confide in. They didn't even wear disguises.
He was truly their spiritual leader.
Yeah.
So under the guise of, that priest privilege or whatever. But I don't know. But Dennis did a really good job of, like, working him. Like, I understand, you know, you don't want to.
Right.
But what would God say?
You don't want to mess with the man above.
You're going to abuse, you're going to ruin the whole church, everything you've built?
It's going to burn down.
People.
Burn down because of that. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. And he snitched. He gave him up.
He gave him extra information, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's funny. I thought he was going to give them the American names, and he didn't know that. So that's good, because actually that didn't get him popped in America immediately. But the fact that he gave him the Russian names, he could have been like, I don't know their names. I use code. He could have been like, they were Billy Joe and Jim Bob. I don't know, man. I was like, come on, Andre.
And you know what? He honestly could have given a false description, too.
And there was something else that he threw him under the bus for. I'm trying to think. Father Andre, I'll give up the Russian names and
he just gave up everything.
Yeah, take time to search versus ID. Anyway, he just like gave him all kind of, he gives him info after that. Maybe they can help out in the chat.
Yeah.
But he was just like, he held strong at first, and then he just started running his mouth like diarrhea. He folded.
He did. He folded big time. So back at the FBI, like you said, once Stan is staking out one of the garages, he decides, you know what, I'm going to go to Paige's, which was very, very smart.
Right.
Very smart of his.
Mm-hmm.
And goes to Paige's. Sure enough, Elizabeth and Philip show up. And we're going to talk about Paige later. That whole scene with Paige. Exactly. For those of you who are listening on iTunes, he's literally strangling the microphone. But, yeah, so after they come out of the apartment because they decide to leave, the moment we've all been waiting for, he confronts them in the garage. Now, yes.
But the whole,
exactly.
But here's what the Americans does so well, too.
Thank you for the sound effect.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. They ramp the tension up so much. It's like, you know you can't talk about it. Paige, why do we have to go?
Yeah,
Henry, I don't know. Tell me every detail. All this talk about her being like a hardcore spy and like ride or die, like, you know, Russian KGB agent. She was just soft at the end. And I was just, and you're waiting for them to get busted. But again, that's the tension they kept building. When are they going to get busted? It's taking too long. Why are they getting away this time?
Did you think that scene was going to happen when it did? Or did you think it was going to be later on in the episode?
I had no idea. I was kind of at the edge of my seat at that point.
Right.
But I'm glad it happened where they placed it in the script.
Right.
Because
it
totally worked out. And yeah, like, you know, when...
That was my prediction last week.
Was that? Bam! Al in the house, knocking them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. My prediction was wrong. Well, they left us hanging. We didn't see Renee actually bust out and play.
But she had that look that Renee always has.
She had that look.
Always had
that look.
Renee always
She's
got
guilty.
That look. She is.
She's the agent.
She is.
But back to the discussion you said in the garage. Again, with the Paige thing. Okay, Philip, they're going through the... you know, pretending each other doesn't know. They're holding, the Jennings are holding to their cover. And they're actually, the lies they think of at the last minute, even Paige being sick, they kind of seem like they would work. But Stan is just like, he's already got like 2 feet in it. He ain't buying it. And I think that, I really do think Philip did the right thing, even though like my heart cracked when he finally said,
My stomach was turning.
Yeah, like when he finally copped to it, because like, where do you go from there?
But you could see the switch, and it was such good acting.
Oh, man. Matthew Reese is an incredible
actor. Amazing. You could see the switch of him thinking about, okay, you know what? The best policy is the truth.
At the end of the day, when you have nothing?
At the end of the day, yeah, that's his friend.
Like, that is his friend. And really, Stan had kind of like poked holes in like everything. So, yeah, at a certain point, it's best not to hide and like appeal to the friendship, like you said. But yeah, and I think Phillip's, his explanation went a long way when he just really talked about like, excuse my language, being a shitty dad,
right,
a shitty father, you know, failure. So I think that gave him a little bit of compassion. And really for the last year, Philip, he has been a sales agent. He hasn't been, except when he tried to help his wife. But he's been a failed sales agent. He's been like a regular guy who wanted to be American. And, you know, and he was actually trying to get business from the FBI last week. So I think the heart-to-heart had to happen. And Stan did a really good job too, that actor too, because you could see the hurt on his face.
Yeah, because he felt like his best friend betrayed him.
He said, "You're my best friend."
And that's the thing that was such a sad part, is just to see the friendship being tested like that and torn apart. And when you find out a friend, especially your best friend who you've confided in, has lied to you about something very major, I mean, that just pulls at your heartstrings.
And on top of him being a Fed, he said, "I'm a fool." He said that. I was like, my heart kind of crushed for Stan at that moment. Because, I mean, basically, how is it going to look? It works out later, but at that time, you didn't know.
Yeah, did not know. One thing that I put was a good move on Phillip's part was when he brought Henry.
That was the ace up his sleeve.
Henry.
He said, bow, Henry.
Because Stan loves Henry.
He loves him like a son.
And exactly. And if Henry is really innocent and they were leaving him, and he could see the hurt and the pain in Phillip's eyes when he said, "We're leaving him." And Stan has a son of his own, so I'm sure he can relate.
Yeah, he's a father. They're both fathers. That's why they bond.
Right.
But can I say this? Paige, again? When he's like trying to explain that, like, look, you moved in next to us. You know, I forgot about that. So the Jennings were already there. It wasn't like they set him up.
No, yeah.
Yeah, he moved in next to them. And then when Stan's like, so with my son, you know, Paige, you know, with Matthew, was that just all a lie?
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I did know. I was like, you big dummy.
Exactly.
You big dummy.
Because Elizabeth was trying to say no, she didn't know until she was older. And she's like, no, I knew when I was 16. Don't you know
that
how to shut your mouth?
Now she would make, we already knew it. Like, she was kind of shaky as a spy, but right now we know she'd be a terrible spy. If you put her on the stand, she'd crack. She snitched. I mean, in an instant. And so, my mom, Henry, blah, 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 Philip did it.
Pastor Tim knew.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. So since we're on the topic of Paige, let's loop back to being in her apartment and her. Not getting, just being thick, not getting
being
it.
Paige.
Being Paige.
Typical neurotic Paige.
And they're like, look, we need to leave. Like, pack a to-go bag, make it small.
Like, literally, we're all about to get arrested. She didn't get that. Like, literally, we could all go to jail right
now if we wait
10 more seconds.
Let's wait a second.
And I was trying to see that, put myself in someone's shoes. I got to remember, yes, Paige is young.
Right.
And I think she's...
And imagine that you've been born here, you were raised here, and all of a sudden, it's like go time.
But on top of that, I remember she's young, so I have compassion on her, but like she popped such a good game. I don't have any friends here, and so I just really want to throw my life. I'm ready to, you know, lies, lies, lies.
I'm not buying it.
I feel sorry for her because she's a young person, but legally she's an adult.
Right, she is.
So she couldn't stick to her word. She has no integrity. I'm going to return to that later. None.
Here's the thing. I was saying the same thing. I was just shaking my head at her. But then when you look at it from a writing standpoint, I think it was really brilliant writing because I think a lot of young people would respond that way if they were in the same situation. And yes, it's annoying to us because we're like, just get in the car and go.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like they have to have that push push and pull and they to would, make the drama
And it wouldn't
work.
Be tension without exactly. obstacles. Exactly. The essence yeah. of drama is conflict. So, exactly. like, if they would, everything would have been easy and they got away, it wouldn't have been enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, then she wants to, yeah,
call
she wants
Henry.
To call up Henry.
Another thing. They were like, Philip and Elizabeth mm-hmm. had just barely gotten away by the skin of their teeth.
Right.
They shouldn't even be going pickup Paige. That's a whole other thing.
Right.
But I don't know if you noticed this, when Philip and Elizabeth,
uh-huh.
when they went to that first warehouse, they did that little meetup. And even then, I was like, yo, you guys shouldn't be standing here. Like, you need to get out. But they had sense enough to hotwire a new car so it didn't have the plates. And they went out the back, if you notice that. They went out kind of like a side alley. Yeah, they didn't go head on the street. So that's why I was like, it's kind of like a writing thing. Watch it. Kind of like, you know, kind of like got between my teeth when I see them go directly out the front of the dorm house instead of going out the back to the parking lot or something. I window anything. I think it would, that maybe there was another exit. But I'm just saying, they showed me they're good spies. They know how to go out the back. They entered windows. They know they could be watched. So that was just a small thing.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
But do you think that they knew that they were being watched, though?
I don't think
they
knew.
Because they weren't in disguise.
Because I don't think they had time.
They didn't,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I don't think they knew, but I think that could, I knew in the back of their head as a spy, you know, I'm compromised right now, so I could
right.
be. Anyway, that's a small thing.
That's true. Good point, though. Good point. Back to Paige. Oh, goodness. So she wants to call Henry. They call Henry, and then she doesn't want to talk to him because she's like, I just can't.
Oh my
so
God.
Now you just put, potentially.
She keeps putting everybody in jeopardy. And I wonder. You can't, if you don't know, you don't know. If you can't right. see it, you can't see it. But I would love to see like a another alternate universe or path where her parents got arrested because of her.
Oh.
Because she was nagging, because she said the phone call.
Right.
Every time, even calling Henry, was like, it was a risk. And it worked out fine, like Elizabeth had hoped. She said, everything's a risk. But that was just another, every time they were taking an unnecessary risk, each time.
Each time. But do you think it was worth it? Because that was literally the last time they're probably going to speak.
I think it was
Henry.
Worth it, but I think I always play out the other option. What would have happened? Okay, if they get away, they have an easier chance to get away by
right.
not slowing down and talk to Henry. Would but yes, granted, they had this nice moment,
mm-hmm.
so Henry can make the connection. He knows to realize his parents loved him, and just, you know, this is
right.
just what they do, and they were keeping
That's
him out
happened.
Of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. It's a tough situation.
It is.
It's a
it's
tough
a really
situation.
Tough
There's no
situation.
Right or wrong
right,
answer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You should write some, like, fan fiction. Ooh, we should get people at the end
yeah.
to write fan
But what
fiction.
I was going to say, though, here's what I'm going to say for the fan fiction line. Uh-huh. If the Elizabeth and Philip would have, I already said this, but if they would have gotten busted because of Paige and Paige, I want to see the reaction on Paige's face. Because
right.
every time, like, now it's on you. You did this. They've been over backwards for you, and you snitched the first time.
It all comes back to Paige.
I was like, feel guilty.
Yeah. And then, so they're on the train, leaving, going into Canada.
More tension.
We see Philip get his passport checked. We see, and passes, which was tension.
Mm.
Elizabeth get her passport checked.
And the
passes.
Cops looking at him, and you know the whole time,
tension.
You're like, is he going to identify them?
Right. But we don't see Paige. And then the train starts pulling away, and Paige is outside.
Oof.
Still in the U.S.
Still
what?
In the U.S. I thought, my mind always thinking, not like, okay, Paige wants in her heart to stay. Maybe she doesn't want to abandon Henry.
Right.
All that. But again, it's like the way she does things is so reckless. If like police are outside and you're just lingering outside,
yeah.
Just waiting there,
yeah.
just hanging around, like for no purpose at the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, again, like
no purpose.
You
have
you know,
no business.
It's like
being
walk
here.
With a purpose, girl. She's just you know, being Paige. You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking about it. You know, and I'm gonna go back to Claudia's house and think about it. You know,
with no disguise on.
No disguise
girl.
On. She took off her disguise. No disguise, and all of a sudden drink some vodka. Like she's
I mean,
a hard Russian.
You know, I don't blame her for that.
No, she definitely
she deserved
Paige,
that shot.
Okay, she deserved that shot. But I almost thought, okay, here's what the show is trying to say. It wasn't.
Right.
I almost thought by going back to Claudia's, she was going to try to embrace the KGB life again. That's what I felt. Otherwise, why would you go back to Claudia's?
I think that was the only place you probably
okay,
could
the only
go.
Person, yeah,
but
she
honest, but I do think she's probably going to somehow try to embrace.
She has to. She has to be
yeah.
on the run. I mean, unless she's stupid, like we're saying in this alternate universe,
but here's
she
the
can't
thing.
Embrace
she
her old identity.
Back to the same town where they know her parents got busted.
Yeah.
Stan knows what she looks like. Eventually, he's going to have to put out a picture on her.
So either they, you know, I don't know if they have photographs on her yet, but eventually when they're going to come and question her, they're going to come and question her, and like, you know, and she's not smart enough to hold up under, you know, hold up under pressure. Yeah, I did it.
God, girl.
Here, Paige is a conformist. That's her problem. This is what I was going to say before about her lacking integrity. I'm sorry, people. She's a child. You know, she's still building character. She's still trying to build her character. But the point was, even with the church thing, going back, and she was like this really good Christian and stuff. And then how she can go from that to being total atheist. Mm-hmm. And then now, KGB thing, and she's like, I'm done with that. She wants to leave her cross. And then she sells out on being a KGB agent. She doesn't want to, she's basically like, doesn't finish that either. She kind of subverts that whole concept of her life too.
Right.
So basically, Paige is just a joiner. She's a follower. She wants something to belong to in church, people, whatever. And I guess kids want to belong to you, but she didn't stick with she and did it. You know, I don't like this. And then she wanted to be a, you know, belong to like the KGB, you know, be a spy. I don't care about anything else.
I think she believed that. I mean, at first she did believe in the church teachings and whatnot. I think she does believe. She does believe in what the KGB was doing. I just don't think she can wrap her entire head and just experience around what exactly it means.
Yeah.
And like, when you're in it for life. And there's decisions and there's consequences. Mm. And you can't just be like, hey, wait, I need a second to think about it. Like, you have to react instantly.
I'll stall Paige out, but I'm just saying, you know.
But that's what, you know, and a lot of people don't like her as a character. Yeah. I like her because it adds that friction that she's the rub. She's always the
you
rub
big
in the
dummy.
Show.
There's always, that's the person who gets you snitched. We're doing a heist, we all go in there, Paige in there. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to call the police.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it happens. Let's talk about, you know, the scene. I think the other influential scene in this whole episode, besides the garage scene with Stan and family, was obviously the montage, the With or Without You montage,
Right. And, going to the grave and digging up the passports.
Yeah, and throwing Henry's in. Henry's supposed.
That was so symbolic.
Like, would-be passport had the entire family gone back to Russia, and they had to leave that. They had to leave everything.
Yeah.
But one thing that really touched me is when Elizabeth, she even threw away her cyanide pills. I mean, they were throwing away everything.
Yeah.
And she pulled out the rings that she took from their safe before.
Right,
and
the
she
little
gave
wedding
it,
rings.
Yeah, she gave it to Philip. And I was, that
was a, Elizabeth got my heart back when she was packing, like, the go bag and stuff. Like, she went and got the ring. So that showed me she still valued the marriage.
Right. And I don't, you know, even though this season they had their ups and their downs and there was a lot of trials and tribulations and we weren't sure, you know, would this make it?
Their marriage wouldn't make it.
Right, exactly. I think at the end of the day, like, it came back to them being partners for life.
They are good. They're probably. Yeah. And here's something that's going to throw a monkey wrench in that. I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
But the dream, when she's like laying in bed with a brother, like, you know, like the painting is there. You know, Paige likes the brothers, baby. She's like Gregory. And I was like, is that Gregory? I said, oh, Gregory's there. That's another brother. Right. That's her dream life, right? You know, picture it with her kids by there. Uh-huh. And, she's a bad girl.
I mean, you can't help what comes into your dreams. So.
But to me, that showed me she would almost rather romantically be with somebody else. Now, you can make a good partner with somebody who you may not necessarily.
I got you.
It's beyond like romance. It's beyond romance and sexual.
Exactly.
They're like life partners. You know, take a bullet for each other.
They would.
Anyway, I just thought that scene was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
What did you take away from that?
You mean from the dream sequence?
Yeah, from the dream sequence.
At first, I thought it was a flashback.
Yeah,
I was like
that's not the actor who played Gregory.
Yeah, and then when they panned to the picture of the kids, it wasn't Philip or Henry and Paige. It was they looked completely different. And then the picture started to be.
I thought it was pretty much them,
really?
But I think they kind of like souped up. Like, I think that's probably maybe kind of like the dream aspect, how everything's like slightly
a little
different.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's how I took it.
And
maybe that's why, I don't want to say that, again, you know, she has dreams of leaving Philip, but the stuff that plays in your subconscious, that's what I took out of it.
And she even said, you know, when she was smoking and he touched her stomach, like, oh, I didn't even want a baby or I didn't even want kids, I think is what she wrote
that
down.
That was hardcore.
Ooh.
That was hardcore.
But I mean, if you think about it, when she first got into this whole scenario,
that wasn't her intention.
It wasn't her intentions. And she was just told she had to do it so that they look like a regular American family. You know?
No, that's true. That's true.
A boy and a girl and two kids and look regular.
I didn't bargain for all this. Exactly. I thought I was just going to be a single spy.
But then in the dream, we saw the picture that she took. From
the painting,
the painting from
that was that also showed to me just how much that impacted her psyche,
right.
Just because that whole breakthrough she had as she was learning to paint, and the painter told her like put yourself into it, and that's how you can see yourself. Okay, Elizabeth is. We talked about this last week. She's finally starting to see herself. She's finally starting to become self-aware and in touch with who she is. And like everybody, I think one of the things that the show is saying is that nobody's 100% bad. Nobody's 100% good. It's not about Russia or America. It's about people. Now, their stakes are totally off the charts because they're spies.
Right.
But at least I think they made an effort at redemption.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think that a lot of this episode, especially with them, was about their redemption.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So let's move on to Oleg. Oleg is still in the cell. Like, we don't know what happened to him.
I said this before. I don't know if it's in my predictions or not, but I said Oleg, to me, always seemed like he had the purest intentions. And I know he worked for the KGB, but he's never had to kill anybody that I know I've seen on screen.
Right. We
know his heart's in the right place.
Right.
So I always said I worried for him because those are the people who always get caught or always get taken out.
Exactly.
You know, the people who are like really doing the right thing and like... He was out of the life, and they just pulled him back in one last time.
Yeah.
One last time. But I got to applaud him for standing by his morals because, again, he even said, okay, I don't want to leave my family, but he really did want to create a better Russia and better relations in the world.
Right,
so
exactly.
He was willing to say, that's tough. He's a real hero.
Isn't it crazy how some, and I'm sure this happens more than we're privy to, that huge major decisions that could affect millions of people of lives come down to maybe two individuals and just possibly their ego, their power.
Which leads me to a really meta decision. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, all you have are your principles, what you're going to stand on. But sometimes there's so many moving factors, like even with this. Even let's say if you stood on principle, Philip and Elizabeth, but the Russian's going to tell. You know, so there's even if you try to do the right thing, you could still get boned.
Yeah.
Just as Oleg tried to do the right thing. So it's and here's the other thing. The flip side is in this alternate universe. I'm saying in this meta kind of way. Do we really know that? You know, if Philip hadn't put himself out on the edge, maybe they just Philip stayed out of it, and maybe Oleg stayed out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would the relations with Russia be as good?
I don't think so.
Probably not as good, but. It's not like the world would die instantly. They would still have their families. That's the stuff I think about.
Right,
they would
all
still have these families that weren't broken, and the world, would still be an extended Cold War. Which, here we go. Ironically, we're back in a Cold War now.
Oops.
Seriously. The head of the KGB people, Putin, was head of the KGB in the 80s doing the Cold War. Now he's the leader of Russia.
Right.
And I'm just saying the irony. Like, you can try and do the right thing. You can try to negotiate, and you can still end up back in the same place.
Okay.
That's what I'm wondering, like, sometimes almost. It almost doesn't even matter if you do the right thing because it still might not work out.
Right. The more things change, the more they stay the
same.
They
stay the same.
But, I mean, especially in dealing with the show, that was one thing that really struck me. Like, wow, the fate of a lot of people could come down to whether Stan believes and trusts these two people. One who, he's had a working relationship with before, and another one who was his best friend, who he just found out lied the biggest lie of his life to him. Is he going to trust what they're saying? And clearly, I mean, their two stories add up. And I think that between that and the friendship and
what Oleg said, too, because everything
saying,
thank God Philip did come clean with everything because he started to match what Oleg was saying. He could finally like put all the pieces together. Okay, I'm not being lied to.
Right, exactly. And I think that's what ultimately made Stan step aside and let
that
family
the Henry
go
thing,
off.
Like you
in
said.
The Henry thing, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was, we do see Stan go to Henry, poor Henry. And you could just tell the look of disappointment that he... So it's clear that Stan is going to
He's
take
He's going to be his
care.
Father, which in many ways, we know Philip, had he not been a spy, he would have been a great father. And he really loved, Henry, but...
Right.
I mean, as far as like in this society, in America, you know, I kind of like saw that coming, that like he was always going to end up being his surrogate dad. Now he's basically going to be his real dad.
Right. So. I wish there was still more show.
I want to see what happens to Stan after this and Renee.
Right.
I told
and
you
Renee,
about all that stuff.
That look of hers.
All that stuff.
God. And when Philip told Stan, Renee, she might be one of us. That was like the extra stab to
it
the
heart.
It was
an extra stab, but also I think they gave Philip more credibility.
Exactly.
Like, I'm willing to sacrifice one of my own people.
Just to let you know. And you should look out for that.
Yeah.
And just to see Stan, the way he looks at her now is completely different.
Yes, but it's funny. I was ready for him to be like, bop! Put one in her temple and chuck her. But, you know, he played it cool. But in
Tucked
their relationship...
In.
Tucked her in that relationship, it'll never be the same because he's always going to be looking at her with a side eye.
And that goes, it just takes me back to that one episode when he was telling Henry about working at the FBI.
Can't even trust your wife.
Can't trust anyone. Can't trust anyone. Yeah. And that was his major fault in the series.
And that's why we got to give some compassion to Stan. He ended up being he was always really good.
He was.
Well, we got to give props to Stan because he has been a good agent and he's been loyal. And I don't think he's been that stupid. It's just,
the
set of circumstances.
Yeah.
So, I feel compassion for him. And I think it's Henry's life. Raising him was worth more than, you know, being right in this scene.
Right. Exactly. Let's talk about, speaking of Oleg, we go back to Russia, and Arkady is telling his father,
oh my goodness,
you know, your son is not probably going to come back.
He's burned, man.
Yeah, he got caught. He's in jail. He's probably going to be tried for espionage. And then they, you know, they did that scene with Igor telling Oleg's wife,
oh my
and you
goodness.
Just see his little boy who's
like
an
in the
infant
crib?
Still. Yeah. Completely heartbreaking, but it just shows that there's a human cost to
All these lives were like shattered.
Right.
All these lives were shattered.
Right. But was it for the greater good?
That's what I'm saying. You can think you're doing good,
right.
but we might end up at the same place anyway. And what we are right now.
You never know. You never know.
And people, once again, this is not about like America's good, Russia's bad, or vice versa. This is really about the characters. And as we're going to see in another segment coming up, I'll just tease it before we get there. The whole intent of the show is to show how alike we are versus how different we are.
Right. All right, let's move on to the final scene.
Okay.
Now, you said you were surprised about the final scene, where we see Elizabeth and Philip are finally back in Mother Russia.
Yeah.
And
well,
I was happy for
that
them.
I thought they should have gotten busted. Because there's, you know, I was waiting for something, even cinematically.
I was
they
waiting
led you
for
to believe
something.
That. Yeah.
I was waiting for something. And I think, like I said before, I didn't know if that was my expectations or just because the pace of the show has always been so quick and there's always has been that type of payoff before.
Yeah.
But I think the payoff for me with this was that I would have been upset had they been killed off because we've grown to love these characters. You know what I'm saying?
See, I hear what you're saying. And that's why I think they needed to be killed off. Because to me, those are the ballsiest shows. We're just talking about it with Jeff. The Sopranos. What happens at the end? You basically think Tony's about to get assassinated.
Right.
Breaking Bad. What happens at the end? The anti-hero you've been rooting for. You know, he basically dies. He gets some redemption, but he dies. And then you feel the cost. Game of Thrones. I keep going back to these same shows, you know. But when the patriarch, when Ned gets his head chopped off, plus it's unexpected.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
Would we have been expecting at this series? Because we were. Because we looked at each other and we're like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
They're done.
Or maybe because this show is, because we've seen so much loss and people getting hacked up, maybe the reversal is that they gave us, you know, like a happy ending as a surprise.
Right. Okay. I mean, and there is some sadness because they're never going to get to see their kids again.
And they were like, our life has basically been hard and screwed. Like, they don't have a good life.
No.
It's an effed up life.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, and it's messed up with their life, with their, you know, mental state, too. Because they've had to do some things they did not want to do.
Mm.
Some pretty nasty things. Yeah. So you thought that there was going to be more of
it. I thought they were going to get, again, to pull on the thread that... Uh-huh. We hope Stan did communicate with Russia.
Right.
But even if he did communicate, who's to say that the news will get back to them? Or who's to say that, like, the element which inside the KGB, the old school element that was against Gorbachev, wouldn't see their names pop up on the grid?
Right,
know?
And, like, go
assassinate
them.
And, you know, I give the writers a lot of credit. Joe Weisberg, he used to work for the CIA. Mm-hmm. And so I trust him enough to know that he knows, he wants all that to be going through our head. And this right. is the ending he chose. That like, okay, surprise. You know, maybe there's some optimism in the end of the day.
Right. We can have a happy ending to the Americans. I think I liked the way it was sent off. But okay. I do get what you're saying about, yeah. because I was expecting a little bit more.
Yeah. Not even to say that you have to have people get killed or shot, but I just almost felt like it was inevitable.
Right.
You know, like they were like fated, or at least one of them to go.
It would have been so sad. But it would have been a definite ending.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, well, what's their life in Russia going to be like? I need
Looking
to know.
Over their shoulder.
No, I need to know. Like, there needs to be a show about this.
Right. The spinoff show.
Exactly. Like, I need to know what happens to Paige. I need to know what happens to Stan.
All that.
Let's get writing, okay? Mm. All right. So let's get into our special segments today. We're going to start off with, we're actually going to do our favorite scene of the entire series.
Nice. Yes. I think you like this one too, right?
I do.
Jeff, if you have the link, I sent, actually we were planning to do it last week, so the email would be further down.
Oh, no. This is the favorite scenes. Your favorite scene ever. Yes.
My new scene.
Yeah.
Oh, where Philip rips up the Bible. That was a great scene. I'm sorry. That's the one I just sent you, Philip. So that should be on top of the inbox. Yeah.
Where he rips up the Bible. That was your favorite scene.
Let me know when you have it queued up, and I'll just kind of set it up, Jeff. Okay, thanks.
Got it.
All right, so for the audience, there's a scene way back literally in the first season when, as we talked about, Paige is talking about how she's really getting into the church and, you know, reading the Bible and stuff. And, of course, that's at odds with everything that Elizabeth and Philip stand for because they're Russians. And side note, they do allow some churches in Russia, just like they allowed Father Andre to have a church here in America, but they keep it limited because the party line is, the communist line is like, you know, religion is just opiate for the masses. That's for the Americans to keep everybody, you know, repressed and under control. But they do allow some religion. And obviously, as KGB agents, quote, loyal to the state, there's no way they could believe in God or Christianity. So when Paige starts talking about that Jesus stuff, Philip goes off. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He went off.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but it involves even him screaming and the Bible and Jesus. And I was like, man, are they going to strike us down like a lightning bolt or something?
Let's see. My favorite scene, honestly, I think it might have been the opening scene from this season. Okay. And there's been so many good scenes.
Which one was it?
The montage.
Okay.
With the song, just seeing the difference between the lives that Philip and Elizabeth were leading, because that was the first time we saw them leading two different separate lives. Uh-huh. I mean, they lead their own kind of sub-separate lives with the different relationships they have to form with, you know, people they're working. But that, I don't know. And maybe it was because I'd never seen an opening scene for a show be that long to music that was rad.
And
just tell a story with no dialogue.
Again, like that's filmmaking in its simplest, rawest form is the visual image.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Do you have the one where I actually put it in the subject line? It says, "America's favorite scene, Philip rips up the Bible."
Actually, we're going to move on to to the behind the scenes.
Okay, cool. Let's do that.
We're going to move on to behind the scenes because we just got that and we're running low on time.
All right.
So, yeah, this is your behind the scenes, which this is really cool. We wanted to do this last week and hit it.
All right. So, those of you who follow the Americans, we know one of the best segments is like the opening, like credit scene, you know, and sometimes they go from a cold open directly into into the action. But once they roll the credits, the beginning credits, it's all these flashes of propaganda. And it's on one side, American propaganda, on another side, Russian propaganda. And if you look at the images, you know, it goes by really fast.
Right.
So like you're just saying, okay, this is American and this is Russian. This is their culture and this culture, their politics and this politics and just the visual image. But when you really do a double take, each shot or each frame side by side is close to the same image.
Right.
And that's done in some of you with, you know, more particular eye probably notice that.
Right.
You know,
it's like their imagery and then supposedly it's our imagery.
Let's say like, okay.
And how common and similar they are.
Okay, it's like to the extent, like, let's say if they have somebody in Russia, I don't know how they say their pledge, if they're going like this. Then they cut to an American doing
their pledge. I don't know if that was it, but...
Yeah.
something like that.
Hey, let me give you some other examples, like the show, like the Russian dancing and the kicking, and then they show like an American doing aerobics.
Exactly.
So they just show, basically, they show the flip side for all these images that you see in America, you see in Russia, vice versa. And the subtext is, I don't even think it's subtext, the overt text is basically that, like, we're all the same. We're just the mirror of you. People,
exactly. We just have different images.
We all want the same thing. Mm-hmm. I want to take care of my family. I want to feed my family. And that's, you know, that's essentially what everybody
wants. That's what everyone wants. And I mean, that's just such a human nature thing. We all need the same things to survive. And we all want the same things for the most part to survive. Yeah. I mean, people might go off on their own little tangents, but at the basic need, we're all the same.
At the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing.
Exactly.
And outside of, you know, and like we get so caught up, just if we're going to get meta about it, just we get so caught up in the cultural differences and the politics. And like we were talking about that, like, okay, if you're an American, you would assume everybody wants democracy, but you can't force people to have democracy. Or we've tried, we've forced democracy at a gun barrel, and it doesn't always work.
So. Right, exactly. All right, let's get to final thoughts just of the show, of the series. What are your final thoughts on it?
We're wrapping it up.
I mean, at least I'll go first, I guess.
Go ahead. For me,
I loved this series because it showed not only about the Cold War, and I actually learned some things that I didn't know because I was super young when the Cold War happened, but it also delved into the characters, and it became more than just the U.S. versus, you know, the Soviet Union. And we fell in love with these characters. And it showed, you know, about building friendships and humanity. And once you're able to look past the superficial things that supposedly divide us, you know, we can form friendships and alliances and...
Yeah, like that's the theme of the show. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat. We've been chatting up a storm if you stop by on the YouTube channel. But, you know, shout out to everybody there who's leaving comments. And I try to leave comments right back. So thank you, everybody, for all your support on that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one other thing I was going to discuss. I was going to talk about the I was going to discuss one other thing just about this original couple that the show was based on. I know we talked about the Rosenbergs or the previous Jewish family, you know, that were caught in the 50s. But there's an original couple that was living in Canada. And this was during the 80s. And they are said to be the basis of this show.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons of spies you can say it's based on. But they actually had like the nuclear family, married, two kids, and their names were Donald Heathfield and Tracy Forley, born Andrei Berzukov and Elena Vavilova. Oh. And eventually, you know, they had to hightail it back to Russia, like Philip and Elizabeth.
How
and here's the twist. We're always talking about what's the next episode.
Right.
What happens to the kids? Their kids just now are like getting denied visas. So they kind of got. And the kids were like going to school in college. They don't know how much they know or not. So, you know.
Wow.
You know, you can't make this stuff up, people. You know,
I'm going to be Googling that as soon as I get home.
Check that out.
Because I'm totally interested in that. Okay. I think, that wraps it up for the entire series. I know, I'm so sad.
We're
going to
miss you guys.
We're going to miss everyone in the YouTube chats. Thanks every week for tuning in and watching us. We really appreciate it. We love doing this.
Yes.
So
I love this woman, by the way.
I love working with you. It's the best. It's the best. So where can people find you?
Hey, everybody, Algy. You can find me on Twitter at Jamaica House Doc. Oh, and by the way, she's taken, but ladies, I'm single. So you can slide up in my DMs, okay? Algy_JamaicaHouseFilm.
It goes down in the DMs.
That's right.
And DMs. Get into it, ladies. All right. Well, I'm Alina Vision. You can follow me on all social media at Alina Vision. Once again, thank you guys so much for watching. Check out some of the other shows here on AfterBuzz TV. We got reality, dramas, comedy, you name it. We got it. Check it out.
Oh, and Maria's podcast.
Oh, yeah. And Maria's podcast as well. All right. We'll see you guys later, I guess. Bye.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.